India's unicorn reset. How Paytm's headwind became a tailwind. Why IT companies are trimming bench sizes. Aether Energy's consolidated loss in Q1 narrows 71% to 51 crore rupees.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's begin with India's startup ecosystem, where the unicorn club is getting smaller but perhaps stronger. Money Control's analysis shows that at least 12 Indian startups, including Byju's and Academy, Pharmacy, Snapdeal, Quikr, and ShopClues, are no longer valued at $1 billion or more. The latest is an Academy. Its acquisition by Upgrad values the company at around $300 to $400 million, far below its peak valuation of $3.4 billion. Now, investors say this reflects a broader reset after the funding boom, with greater emphasis now on profitability, governance, and sustainable business models rather than headline valuations. Now, the IPO market is reinforcing the trend as startups increasingly accept more realistic valuations before going public. Now, that said, India's unicorn pipeline hasn't dried up completely. The country has created 5 new unicorns this year, with 3 of them, Skyroot Aerospace, NESA, and Sarvam AI, coming from AI and deep tech sectors. The message is changing. Becoming a unicorn still matters, but increasingly companies have to earn that valuation through performance, not just potential. Next up, Paytm's biggest setback may have quietly become one of its biggest financial positives. The Delhi High Court last week approved the winding up of Paytm Payments Bank following an RBI application. While the closure initially appeared to be a major blow, the numbers tell a different story. After shifting payment processing to partner banks, Paytm's payment processing costs fell by around 35%. Dropping from roughly 0.18% of gross merchandise value to about 0.12%. Now, industry executives told Money Control that larger private banks can process transactions more efficiently because those costs are spread across much larger operations, unlike Paytm Payments Bank, where the costs were largely borne by a single client. Now, Paytm has maintained that commercial terms remain broadly similar, and that product mix also played a role here. Even so, lower payment processing costs, along with lower employee and ESOP expenses, have helped narrow losses and strengthen the company's path towards profitability. Moving on, India's IT companies are quietly changing how they manage their workforce. Instead of maintaining large benches of employees waiting for projects, companies are increasingly hiring against confirmed demand while focusing on reskilling existing staff. Now, according to industry estimates, average bench strength at large IT companies has fallen to between the high single digits and around 12%, compared with 20 to 30% before the AI boom. Now, staffing firm TeamLease Digital expects that figure to fall even further this financial year. So, bench duration has also reduced from roughly 2 months to about 1 month, reflecting tighter workforce planning and higher employee utilization. Hiring, on the other hand, remains focused on specialized roles in AI, cloud computing, cybersecurity, and data. So, companies are also investing heavily in training employees for newer roles, such as forward deployed engineers or FDEs, rather than relying entirely on external hiring. So, while AI is reshaping workforce planning, the emphasis remains on reskilling and redeploying talent instead of widespread layoffs. Right on to our last story, some updates from Aether Energy's Q1 numbers. Seems that the company has reported one of its strongest quarters since listing. The electric two-wheeler maker narrowed its consolidated net loss by 71% year-on-year to just over 51 crore rupees, while revenue from operations nearly doubled to more than 1,216 crore rupees. The company also turned EBITDA positive this quarter for the first time, reporting operating earnings of 9 crore rupees compared with a loss a year earlier. This comes as vehicle deliveries rose more than 80% for Aether to over 83,000 scooters during the quarter, while software subscription, charging services, accessories, and after-sales support contributed a growing share of revenue. Now, despite higher raw material prices, Aether said it managed costs through calibrated price increases, product mix optimization, and also supplier raw negotiation. So overall, demand also remains strong. Customer inquiries nearly doubled during the quarter for Aether, and pre-orders rose more than 150%, suggesting demand continues to outpace production. So looking ahead, Aether said production of the first phase of its new factory 3.0 will begin later this financial year. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters on the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much for listening. We air every weekday in the evenings, bringing you everything you need to know from the world of tech and startups, minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.